Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Jeffrey Pilgrim takes up the story again, beginning another episode of Office Wife. After that scene with Silver in Harry Palmer's flat the other night, I should have asked him to resign, and I know it. But this morning, when it actually came to saying, out you go, I simply couldn't. You can't say to your secretary, look here, you're fired for trying to get me to make love to you. I've got red in the face merely thinking about it. And it's not the sort of thing you can discuss with anyone, not even your best friend. Anyway, Stella said she was sorry and so forth. It wouldn't happen again, so all I can do is hope it'll blow over. Thank the Lord I told Marcia about this, instead of leaving her to find it out for herself. Well, how's the time? 5:30.
Yes, Mr.
Who's down there, Millie? Any of the girls left?
No, I'm the only one here.
Oh, well, I wonder if you'd switch off your board and run up here for a minute. You can take a list of trunk calls I want you to book for me first thing in the morning.
All right, Mr. Pilgrim, I'll come right up.
What did I have with that list? Oh, I see. General Foundries, H.L. Monks Limited, Underwood Tobacco. New processed magnesium. What the devil? How did they get onto here? Mistress Bronson is slipping a little. Not like her to make a mistake, like... Oh, good girl, Millie. This won't take you 2 minutes. Here's the list if you need my writing. I want that one, so you'll have to make a copy. Hello, what's the matter with you?
No, it's all right, Mr. Pilgrim.
But you've been crying. What's the trouble?
Oh, just let me write those names down and go home, please.
Here. This won't do. We can't have our cracked switchboard operator in tears. You sure you wouldn't like to tell me? Come on, sit down.
Well, if you promise not to say anything, it's... Harry Palmer.
Oh, what's he done to you?
He hasn't done anything, Mr. Pilgrim. It's only that him and me... He and me... Well, we've been going steady, and now he won't hardly speak to me, even.
Going steady? You mean you were engaged or something?
Well, we hadn't got that far. Now the only one he ever takes anywhere is that Stella Bronson. And I know she doesn't want him. It's only to take him away from me. Well, if he doesn't do something about her soon, I'll make him. I'll tell what I know about him, and then I...
Just a minute, what was that?
Nothing. I didn't mean anything.
What will you tell about Harry Palmer? That doesn't sound too good.
Oh, gee, Mr. Pilgrim. Now I've put my foot in it.
I forget, Bertha. Hello? What's going on here?
Oh, it's all right, sir. Millie's a little upset.
Yes, I can see that. Why?
I'll explain in a few minutes.
Very well. I'll be in my office.
Grab that list and make a copy, Millie. I'll pick it up on my way out.
You won't say anything to Mr. Fleming, will you?
No, I won't say anything to Mr. Fleming. Just run along. Oh, sorry to have kept you, sir. What was it?
Puller wants to see you in the morning at his office, and he wants you to bring along... where is it? Yes, here we are.
Oh, yes, I was talking to him about these contracts on the phone. Did he mention any time?
You can make an appointment. What was wrong with Millie Moffat?
One of her boyfriends has let her down, I think.
Why the devil should she come to you?
Well, I sent for her to take down a list of trunk calls. And she was howling when she came up.
I don't know what this place is coming to, Jeff. Really, I don't. Sometimes I think we're running a lonely hearts bureau, the stories that have been flying around lately. Who's the chap that's breaking Millie's heart?
I haven't the faintest idea.
Let's hope it's not you, eh?
Why should it be, and just what do you mean by that?
It's all right. I'm only joking. You'd better run along. If I keep you any later, I'll be getting into hot water with Marcia. Good night, Jeff.
Good night, sir. I'll see you in the morning.
You still there, Millie?
It's Mr. Fleming.
Come up to my office at once, will you? I'll only keep you a minute.
All right, Mr. Fleming. I've got my hat on, but I'll come right up.
Now then, Millie, what were you crying for in Mr. Pilgrim's office just now?
Mr. Pilgrim promised he wouldn't say anything.
Neither he has, young woman. I'm asking you.
It wasn't anything, really. It wasn't anything at all.
Well, that's obviously untrue. But what I want to know is, was it anything to do with Mr. Pilgrim?
No, it wasn't.
Are you absolutely sure of that?
Yes, Mr. Fleming.
Was it anything to do with some other male member of the staff?
Oh, please, Mr. Fleming. I want to go home.
So do I. But I'd still like to know why you find it necessary to weep on Mr. Pilgrim's shoulder after the rest of the staff have gone home for the night. Well?
He was only being kind. It's nothing to do with anyone here. It's not.
Very well, there's no need to get upset all over again. But for your own good, as well as for others, Miss Moffat, I suggest that next time you want to have a cry, you do it in the company of one of the typists. If you don't mind me saying so, it looks a lot better. That's all. Just try and remember it. Particularly with Mr. Pilgrim.
I offer cigarettes, Martin.
Oh, I'm just about finished.
Hmm? Oh, hang it. I'll have to run down the street.
Oh, before you go, it's news from the office.
Oh, nary a solitary thing.
What did Stella have to say about last night?
It wasn't mentioned.
You don't sound very definite about it. I thought you might have broached the subject to someone about getting rid of her.
Oh, Marcia, how can I? What's she done that I can have her fired for?
Nothing but get in my hair.
Well, it's up to you, darling, to keep your hair out of the way.
That sounds charming coming from one's husband. Keep out of my secretary's way.
Darling, you know what I meant. You're not going to have a mood, are you?
No, I'm not going to have a mood. Oh, look, why don't you hop down and get those cigarettes? Then we can lock up and relax.
Oh, good idea. I won't be more than 10 minutes.
I can't go to one called Tressida yet. I can't go to Percy Fleming. Oh, how can I get Stella Bronson kicked out of the firm? I wonder if Harry Palmer would help me out. At least it's an idea. Oh, Jeff's out. Bayside 4337's Harry's, I think. Hope he's home. Oh, hello, Harry. Marcia Pilgrim here. Listen, what are you doing tomorrow? Oh, good. Look, take me to lunch, will you? Sweet man. No, not there. Somewhere where we're not likely to be seen. No, I have not fallen for your irresistible charm. I merely want to see you without half the town knowing. Right, it's a date? Well, I'll be at the corner of Mount and Virginia Streets at 1:10, then. The tobacconist shop corner. Right, Harry. Goodbye now. If I can't get rid of you by fair means, Bronson, then we'll just have to do it by foul. Oh, silly Jeff, he's forgotten his key. Why, Mr. Fleming, come on in.
I won't stay, Marcia. Is Jeff home?
Oh, he's just this minute gone down to get some cigarettes. You'll wait, won't you?
Oh, if he's not going to be too long.
Well, come on in by the fire anyway.
There was a telegram for Jeff from up north just as I was leaving the office, and as I was driving right past your front gate, I thought I might as well drop in.
Glad you did. We haven't seen you for ages.
How long will Jeff be, do you know?
Well, 10 minutes, I should say.
Oh, I won't wait then. We can make a social call some other time. Here's the telegram. Now, what was I going to ask you? Yes. Would you do a little something for me?
Of course I would. What is it?
There was a rather mysterious little occurrence at the office late this afternoon, after nearly everyone had gone. I came upon Millie Moffat crying her eyes out in Jeff's... not in his arms, exactly.
Millie Moffat?
Yes. I asked Jeff what was up, and he hedged, you know, and then I tackled Millie, and I couldn't get any sense out of her either. Ask Jeff what it was and let me know, would you, Marcia? It's going behind Jeff's back a bit, I know, but...
Millie, crying to Jeff?
Well, you're one of the firm, in a manner of speaking, so I feel this is quite above board. You see, Marcia, there's some kind of hocus-pocus going on at Tressida Bendigo and Company, and I want to know what it is. Will you see what you can find out?
Yes. Yes, I will.
All right, then. Don't forget to give Jeff the telegram. Well, I'd better get along or the wife will be wondering what's become of me.
Here we are, Pat. Four tips for you, veins for me.
Come on in, Bluebeard.
What is this, a gang?
What's going on between you and Millie Moffat, darling? Anything you can tell your wife?
May heaven give me strength. What the devil's going on this time? First Stella Bronson, now Millie Moffat. If Marcia starts raising a new set of issues, I swear I'll wring her neck. She's my wife and I love her. But if I have to go through it all again, this time with a silly little Bobby Soxer instead of Stella Bronson, I'll wring her neck, so help me.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.